That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Not disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro. Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
Today I become number one.
More questions.
Number one.
check.
Number one.
Check one. You're loving that too much.
Check one. But I'm loving the exaggerated
of course,
version.
Yeah. Of, our
I'm
version not, of it is way, the, is way
real,
better.
Yeah, the real version is not, you know, you put, and I remember, I mean, when you said it last week, I was like, yeah, I could remember something like that. I could just picture
him doing,
you know,
that.
Antonio, or on a first name basis.
No.
I could just picture Antonio saying something like that, and you go, oh, okay, whatever. That's funny. But then you put it last week at the end of the episode. If you guys are listening to this and you guys didn't listen to the end of the episode, all the way to the end, he puts...
I just looped it.
It just kept looping over and over and over again. And it was funny, but it wasn't like... We're doing it now is so much better.
I don't know. It's just my mind. In the moment of the movie, I could not wrap my head around it. It was just so great. It was too much. It was number one.
It's number one.
Yeah.
All right. So,
welcome.
We don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like the last two podcasts, episodes we haven't done that.
Like rolling starts.
Whatever. whatever. Whatever, man. Whatever.
So.
What was I going to tell you? All right. So this week, I just came back from a cruise.
Yeah.
I was on a cruise.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
Did they confiscate your beans?
No. I took my beans to dinner with me. I swear to God, my wife was like, you got to be fucking kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Like
so
everyone.
They have beans there. And I'm like, no. They had beans one. They had beans in, I forgot what it was. There was one day, I think maybe two, but the first day I didn't notice it, but there were baked beans. And then
it's not the same.
And then the second time, I just ate the baked beans, and I was like, "Fuck it!" I was just too lazy to go back to my cabin to get the beans. But yeah, I stuck to my diet, so I moved up the cheat day that was supposed to be tomorrow. I moved it up to yesterday, Sunday,
right?
Because I'm going to San Francisco this weekend, and
you want to space it out, like you're.
Well, the thing is, it's getting annoying to do a cheat day during the week.
Yeah, it's
really annoying because you have so much more opportunity to cheat, you know, to have fun with it.
Right.
And yesterday I wasn't even that bad, to be honest with you. Look, I had half a pecan pie in the morning, right?
That pecan pie breakfast for you, that's, a cheat day staple.
And a tall glass of milk. And so I had that. And then I had at 11 o'clock in the morning, that was like at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning.
Wow.
And then like at 11 o'clock, we ordered pizza, Domino's, the new handmade. You know how they've been...
The Pam pizzas?
Yeah, but the new hand, like they, right. They're never frozen. They actually hand-tossed, handmade.
According to the commercial?
No, fuck that. There's a difference.
Yeah.
I ordered one that was handmade or hand-tossed or whatever.
However, yeah.
The wording is, because I have another one that's handmade. There's two of them. There's one that's hand-tossed and one that's handmade. I got the newer one, the hand-tossed one, I think it was. And my wife got the regular one, the handmade. And I'm telling you, there's a huge difference.
Really?
Huge. Mike, it is so delicious.
Next cheat day.
Next cheat day.
We have to combine
it.
Our efforts because our cheat days have never landed
that's
on the same
saying.
Day.
And now I'm making it so it's, my cheat days are going to be Saturdays.
Our Saturdays.
So that's what they're just going to be.
Okay.
So, and that's it. And
yeah.
It was fucking great. So I had that and I had a medium pizza, but I didn't eat the whole medium pizza in one sitting because I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a savage.
I'm not a savage.
I mean, you totally
I tried
could.
To.
But
I mean,
you
it was no,
yeah.
it was an effort. There was an effort made, but I couldn't. I was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I told myself, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to eat every 3 hours a massive meal or whatever.
Right.
So then, I ate I finished the pizza by 5 o'clock. I finished the pizza. Like, I just, you know, a couple, you know, every couple hours, yeah, grab a slice or whatever, something like that. And so I finished the pizza like at, I don't know, 6 o'clock. I want to say 6 o'clock. Six o'clock.
So you chowed down to the pizza throughout the day?
Throughout the day. And then I did a show. I headlined the Improv in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
And then I came home and got Taco Bell. And I was like, fuck it, why not?
Why not? The day's not over yet.
The day's not over.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because my wife, when I came home, it was like 10:30, right, after the show. And my wife was like an hour later, like it was like 11:30 or 11:40. And then I finished eating and she goes, there's still cinnamon sticks from Domino's and the pecan pie, and you only have 20 minutes to eat it. I'm like, I'm like, wait, first of all, I don't only have 20 minutes to eat it because it's not like midnight.
Yeah, it's not like,
not like the clock strikes 12. You're like, oh no, my two days.
It's not like you're a gremlin. It's not like you're a mogwai and you're going to turn into the gremlins.
Yeah.
Don't get it wet. Don't get Nary wet and don't feed him after midnight.
Don't feed him after midnight. Which I always found a weird rule in the thing, because I was like, then when do you start feeding them?
Yeah.
Because it's always after midnight.
It's always after midnight. Like, my thing is like, how do they know what time zone they're in?
Like, I was always, even as a kid.
They're Chinese, right? They're from, the Chinese guy sells them. So the Chinese guy should be like, no, you can't feed them past midnight. Bangkok time, Beijing time.
Yeah, yeah. Because even as a kid, I was always like, why? So when can you start? Do they have like a strict 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Like, does it have to be 8 a.m.?
Like, as soon as the sun comes up, like, the mogwais are all waiting, like, all right, now you can feed us. Like, come on, we're hungry.
I don't understand. I never understood that. So, that was it, man. That was my pizza. I basically ate three things yesterday, and the pizza kind of, like...
Well, it's like you're eating bad things.
Yeah, it was horrible things, but it wasn't, like, Thanksgiving Day. It was crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, you...
Oh, yeah.
So...
Nah, mine...
You look very woodsy today, by the way.
The beard
and the hair, like the non-trimming of the hair.
Yeah, I'm just unkempt. I mean it was my day off. All I did today was watch some of the old school picks, catch up on Dexter, and I was watching Dexter
on my DVR, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I deleted it. Like, I was recording that episode. I'm like, why am I like this?
You don't watch Dexter?
No, not at all. And
man, that's a hey.
No, it's not.
I love that show.
Good for you. It's not all that. I think it's way overrated. I saw the first four episodes of the first season. I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh, well, you didn't let it get good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I already gave it 4 hours worth of attention.
Well, that's how I was with Lost.
Okay. And you and Oni have both vehemently agreed that Lost sucks.
Yeah.
It's okay. Bad. So
well,
then there you go.
Of what I saw, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't care.
Oh, I just thought it was overrated. I even thought it was good, but I was like, I got really annoyed at that Hispanic,
they were saying,
at the quote-unquote Hispanic police officer that I'm like, your Spanish is awful, and you should not be representing my... And then there's only one Hispanic cop in all of Miami-Dade Police Department.
No, that's there's the La Guarda. There's
okay,
the, yeah,
so
she's,
that's
there's
two.
Two.
So there's two.
There's two.
Two in the entire Miami-Dade... Yeah,
there are only two Hispanic detectives in the homicide department.
That's it. That is it. That's not...
No, and I love when they go...
fucking break.
They went to... I love when they go interview people. Like, they go knock on someone's door in the house, and they're like, hi, are you Raul Sanchez? And then the guy's like, yes, that is my name. And I'm like, motherfucker, that guy would not speak English.
Yeah.
That guy would be like, lo siento, no, you know?
Or what about the guy that goes, yes, that is me. How about that guy be a cop?
Huh? Yeah.
How about that actor that could fucking clearly have a better accent than the detective you hired?
Both of them have terrible accents. But I love Dexter.
Whatever. So it's overrated to me, in my opinion. But whatever. We've talked about
that's
it
all
before,
I did.
So we're moving on.
And it's also Decembeard, everybody. It was Movember. Now it's Decembeard.
What's Movember? What was that?
Movember is this organization that you raise money for men's health issues like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, stuff like that. And you grow a mustache and you get people to like donate money as long as you have the mustache. It's an excuse to grow the mustache, but it's also like a fundraiser.
Right, a fun fundraiser.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a goofy fundraiser.
They put the fun in fundraiser.
Oh, shit.
By the way, on the cruise ship, they only had like three working channels that were English speaking, because the rest were, it's an Italian cruise line, so the rest were in Italian or Portuguese for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. And then they had ESPN, but it was like ESPN
Brazil
Deportes, and you watch one sports center, and it's not like on a loop. So it's like one sports center, and then the very next thing is two, like four soccer matches back to back, and you go, "Oh, shoot me."
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody just fucking shoot me. Like, this is my purgatory. It's my fucking, this is my hell on earth.
At the end, you're just so wrapped up in it that you're like, fighting yourself.
I hated the fucking, I just didn't even watch. I'm like, oh, yeah. Never mind.
And, was it in Italian or in...
It doesn't matter. To say shit or...
I would love to hear that the announcer... That's announcer's in Portuguese.
No, God, I don't care. I don't care. Soccer blows. So... My point to you bringing this up is that we were watching like the most dangerous car chases and the most dangerous,
yeah,
like
one of those
but it was like a whole bunch of them on True TV because they had True TV.
What a weird choice of network
that. Yeah, but they had True TV and then so the commercials would be in Portuguese, even though they would be verbally saying things in English.
What?
Then they would put the logos in Portuguese.
Oh.
And you're like, what? Am I... Yeah. I'm listening to something that I'm not watching something weird. So me and my wife, we found a perfect job for you, Mike. You should be a writer on that show.
On what show?
On all those Most Dangerous or Caught on Camera.
Oh!
Because they are puntastic.
Their puns are just...
We were laughing at how fucking cheesy it was. And it's always based upon what's going on. So if it's a guy...
running from the cops and then he trips and he falls off the side of something and they're like, he really took a leap of faith.
Yeah, but it's always like that. There was one where the lady was working at a bagel shop and the place started going up on fire and she's like, well, if she can't take the heat, she needs to get out of the kitchen and blah, blah. And then they show like, oh, and then, you know, she's trying to put out the fire. But, you know, she's just spreading it all over the place. And then she goes, the guy said something to the effect of when she finally put it out, it was like her career almost went up in smoke.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, fucking buddy. Just so puns, man. So many puns.
Fantastic.
So me and my wife were thinking about you the whole time. We were like, this Mike will be perfect at this. This is...
So far, last week, I'm Wreck-It Mike.
Yes.
I'm Wreck-It Ralph. And now I'm a puntastic...
Well, you've always been puntastic.
Voiceover writer for...
But you should definitely you should apply for that shit and be like, hey, look.
I'm gonna work on my puns right now. Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking. So you watch Old School Picks?
All right.
Tell me you watch Feds.
Brother, what the fuck, man?
I was watching with kid eyes, bro.
You have not picked a worst movie. Oh, my goodness.
No, worse than No Retreat, No Surrender.
Well, No Retreat, No Surrender, you know what you're getting into. It's like Super Mario Brothers.
I showed you the trailer. You should have known what you were getting into.
But you said, well, it was like Ivan Reitman and all that stuff. And look,
I like the fact that you go by the writers.
Yeah, the guys who make them. Ivan Reitman's like a well-known. He did a bunch of shit, but...
Yes, but this is a shit that he did in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
And Rebecca De Mornay, you know, she's smoking in the 80s. But of all the Rebecca De Mornay movies...
I'm banging now, though, bro.
She was in that movie, Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah, let's not start naming her movies because there's a lot of old
picks. It's recent. Oh. It's recent. It's one. It's the one. You know that Dogtown and Z-Boys documentary, right? You're talking about. They made a movie out of it,
right?
And she plays like one of the kids' moms, and she's in a bikini the whole time, and she's like 50 or 40, 50. I don't know how old she is, but it's still like, man, she held up.
Yeah,
she held up. But
no, we didn't hold up. Top Gun's Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yuck.
Wow.
Go ahead. Continue.
But no, Feds was terrible. Yeah. And it was like, you know, standard 80s cliche bullshit. But I was just sitting there like...
That pizza scene, though?
Yeah, well, I was expecting a lot more. Like, you hyped... It was like one of those hype things.
I didn't hype it. I said, there's a good pizza.
I'll leave it at that. I was like, all right, what happened?
And then, you thought you were going to get Rebecca De Mornay naked on pizza. Like,
that's exactly what I would have. 80s Rebecca De Mornay on pizza? Fuck yes.
But I said there was a good pizza eating contest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then it started.
And you still went with naked Rebecca De Mornay. Like, strips. Was playing strip contest. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You eat a slice, I take a piece off.
Yeah, yeah. But realistically, that it was the way, like, it's just weird. Like, it was just not...
It's a cheesy movie. I haven't seen it as an adult. I have not seen it as an adult.
It may have been... I would consider it... It may have been a waste of time. Like, don't watch Feds. Watch Police Academy. That to me is more entertaining.
But it's more entertaining. I don't know. I guess I got to watch Feds again.
Did
you watch the whole thing?
No, don't watch Feds again. You don't have to.
I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that right after I watch No Retreat, No Surrender.
You're going to watch them both back to back?
And then I'm going
to
cap it off with Ninja 3 The Domination.
Why would you do this to yourself? Actually, Ninja 3 would probably be a good like ending to it. Because then you're like, all right. Now I can expect. I know what's going on. I'm
so,
okay. Right,
so you saw Feds. Did you see Toy Soldiers?
No, that one I didn't get a chance to watch. I was.
You never watched the Sunshine Pigs, dude.
No. Sunshine. I messed up when I put it on the site. Toy Soldiers was an honorable mention. And then the other one.
So you watch American History X?
Yeah, bro. That movie is still... That movie, bro, Ed Norton is fucking jacked.
Ed Norton has never done a bad movie.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm telling you.
I've inspired my pick for this week, so I won't say it.
Ed Norton. I did find my Blaze of Glory, by the way.
You did, and you finally watched it.
I haven't even watched it.
Oh, no.
I was been on a cruise.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm like, I haven't had time.
But going back to...
Feds?
No, we're never going back there. I'm never going back there ever again. Never. That part of the world has died. That part of history does not exist.
Never again.
Never. But Toy Soldiers I have, but I got, but I did not. I didn't watch it yet, but I want to. I did watch the American History X. Holy shit, man. I've to this day. Like, there's parts of the movie that make me so mad where I'm just like, these fucking racist assholes. But the way they present, that guy who made who directed the movie, bro, like, got such amazing performances out of these people. Like, because you're supposed to hate you hate the people you're supposed to hate. And then Ed Norton, like, walks that line where you're like,
well,
but you're with him the
Edward
whole time.
Edward Furlong walks that line.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
you go, this little fucking prick.
Yeah,
this little schmuck. And then, but you... Kind of.
Yeah, well, that's everyone in that movie is who they're supposed to be. The way it's set up is made to, like, just fuck with
your head. Here's the part that, like, everything seems so great about that movie. And it was so, I want to say realistic, because you believe everything that happened in that movie. Because you believe everything that happened in that movie could happen.
Right, yeah, it's so real.
You believe that it could be so real until the white people beat the black people in basketball.
I knew that was going to come up, bro.
No,
I knew that was going to come up. I was watching it.
Stop it. That fat guy is the fucking beats the fucking big fucking, you know, football player looking dude. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, and I know him from, like, he's been in the Kevin Smith movies, Mallrats and stuff.
Yeah, he was
like,
in Blow.
He was in Blow. He was also in...
He was a fat guy in Blow. He was a fat guy in Mallrats.
Well, now he was the less fat guy in My Name is Earl.
No.
And he wasn't that as big. He was fucking fat.
Yeah, he was really fat.
Yeah, he was really fat.
Did you see him in Blow?
Yeah, yeah, really, really fat.
Very fat.
But... I know him as being like this goofy guy, but when you see him in American History X, I'm like, bro, this guy's fucking evil. Like, he played that. He was scary when he's like singing in that punk band. He's
well, you know, when he looks gun on people. You know when he looks scary is a movie that I love, and this is not, I guess it would be kind of an old school pick, but it's just honorable mention, I guess. But Butterfly Effect, he looked, there was one version of that movie where when he's at punk rocker.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. That movie's dope. I love that fucking movie.
I've never seen that one. Never seen Butterfly Effect.
Wow. You're missing a movie.
Really? Man. It's good? I'll watch it.
It's one of those movies that when you watch, you go, who fucking wrote this?
Like, yeah.
How do you come up with this? This is amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
I'll tell you exactly why I've never watched that movie.
Ashton Kutcher.
No. Not even that. That was a movie that I was supposed to go, like an ex-girlfriend. Like an ex, you know, like when you have shit happen around certain events, like certain albums, certain songs or shit are tied to some relationship you're in. I was with a girl who was like, oh my God, I love this movie. And then finally we were going to go see it. And then we broke up. Like, and it was like an ugly breakup. And then, so then I'm like, fuck this movie.
I have it there, man. It's a great fucking movie. It really is.
I probably distance enough from it now. It's 10 years so later that I can probably watch Butterfly Effect. It's just never come up.
Yeah.
But,
movies is the one thing I don't think a chick could fuck up a movie. I'll just be like, yeah.
For you?
Yeah, no.
I have not albums movies. That take me right back to, like, if I hear
music
a song,
music takes
me right back.
There's one of my best friends, he, to this day, will tell you that he loves Ricky Martin's You All I Ever Had.
Yeah.
Because
she's all I ever had.
Except you sang it way manlier than he did. But
I was trying not to, but okay.
But yeah, he says that he loves that song because he got a lap dance to that song.
What?
And it just happened to be that he they went back to the room, the VIP, whatever,
and
blah blah.
They got married.
And then the song came on, and he was like, and it's happened to me the few times I've gone to strip clubs. I don't go to strip clubs often. I just think it's a waste of money.
Yeah,
but. The few times that I go there, I'm like, I love this fucking... Like, that song will bring back memories. You go, oh man, remember that time?
Yeah, yeah.
Woo, yeah, good times.
You know what? I completely disassociate that scenario. Like, the music in a strip club to me is always the same music. Like, it's always some like
strip club in LA. I'm telling you right now, man. I was Shazamming shit. I'm like, this song is
really? Hold on,
I got in trouble. I got in trouble by the bouncer for Shazamming. You can't take your phone out.
Right, you're not supposed
and
to.
And then so I didn't know the rule because I don't go in there often enough to know the rule. So I Shazam the song. The guy came up from behind me, and then he goes, "Hey," and I go. And I look up, right, and I'm like, and he's like, "Hey, you need to put
just
your phone
like
away."
A giant.
He goes, "You need to put your phone away." And I go, "Oh, okay, no, I'm just." And he goes, "No, I see what you're doing, and that's fine. I understand that, but just go ask the DJ." Well, I'm like, "Nah, I'm not gonna remember."
That's even more. Yeah, yeah, that's a little weirder. We have technology, sir. It's in my pocket. I don't need to interact with that man.
I find myself going to the bathroom during songs just so I could Shazam it. And not get kicked out.
Like all of a sudden, a good song comes on because it's like, oh shit, I gotta go pee. And you're like, run away. It's like, bro, Larry?
You're like, in the middle of a lap dance, he just gets up and just like the girl fell on the floor. Like, hey! But it's, you know, music is the one thing that takes you back. But movies to me, I don't.
You know, less.
I got the first time I ever got head was to the movie Entrapment.
The one with Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And right. That's a, you know what?
And Catherine. Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't.
Is that honorable mention? That's old enough for honorable mention, man. That's a great movie.
Well, we just went with Butterfly Effect. I think it's a better movie.
Butterfly Effect is
way better.
Way better. All right.
Well, let me rephrase that. Butterfly Effect is way better than the third of the movie that I saw. Because there's a lot of that movie I don't recall. I don't remember.
Why
the
would
plot.
You? Why would you? I saw
the first 20 or 30 minutes. I kind of gathered what's going on, and I don't. Remember anything? That was the first time I ever got head, man. And I was like 18. I was old already.
Yeah,
I was like,
wow.
That was the first time I ever got head. I was like, this is.
You were in the theater, or you watched?
No.
Okay, because that's a
at the girl's house.
That's a bold move.
That's a boss move. I was 18. I was a punk ass.
Oh, well, okay. Know. Well, some people mature faster than others. Okay, you're blown in the theater.
I have never. That's been always. Blown. I've been jerked off in it. I haven't been blown. Have you been blown in theater?
Yeah.
I don't.
I used to. Keep in mind, I used to go to this movie theater.
I know. I've been to movie theaters plenty. It's just.
But we would be there all day.
You know what my problem is? Like, I only dated like four or five girls in my life. Like, right. And then second of all, out of those four or five, there's like three of them that didn't give a head, and you go fuck. And it was always one yes, one no, one yes, one no. And I just happened to land on the no when I got married. I'm like, ah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the next one will get you.
Yeah, no. No. That's fine. That's all I could hope for. That's all I could wish for.
You know, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Next chick will blow me.
Yeah. But it's tricky because first of all, I'm not exactly inconspicuous. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big fucking dude.
Right.
And then so they had to do the... And this was before the armrests that went up.
Right.
This was before that whole world existed and before stadium seating either.
Right.
No, she was on the floor of the theater, like in between the rows, and that's how she blew me. But
what? She was in between.
She was in front of me on the floor, like kneeling on the floor.
Oh, right.
But I'm like, back in the day, I remember movie theater floors being way grosser than they are now. They like didn't clean. That shit was like all sticky and
sticky,
shit
right.
From all fucking. And I was like, when she stood up, she's like, oh my God, my knees are all sticky. And I was just like, what do you want me to do about it? I don't know. I just came. What do you want? I can't think right now. Just leave me alone.
Like, you're like, my knees are
so
sticky.
Fucking
you're,
hot.
Like, you're still here.
It's so hot.
You're still here.
Yeah. What?
Leave me alone. I just want a sandwich.
I had to time my orgasm to the action on the screen. Otherwise, they would have heard me.
Were people in the theater then?
Yeah. No, it was during one of the movies that we were watching.
I understand, but you could watch. I've watched a movie.
No, there were people.
Literally
there.
Nobody else.
There were people
in the theater.
Yeah. Me too. But there were people there. But we did the whole jacket on my lap thing. You know, the whole like sweatshirt on my lap,
right.
So that you couldn't see too much going on. But you could have seen the expression on my face, really. Like
you're watching Schindler's List and you got a huge smile on your face.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is wow. Is it black and white, huh? Wow, this is great. Look at that struggle.
The art direction is phenomenal.
This is great.
This is going to win awards, people.
Yeah, this is great. This is an amazing, like, if you just hear me grunting in the background, that's fucked up.
Fucking so
that's so
evil.
Fucked up.
So evil. I said that
I
shit today.
What movie it was.
What was it that I said today that, I was talking about the movie Up.
Oh, yeah.
And about how sad I was in the first 10 minutes, and I was bawling, crying, and they're like, and some, one of my friends, she goes, Up, the Disney movie? That was sad to you? And I go, yeah. What are you fucking, is your heart made of stone? What's wrong? And she's like, no, it was sad to me too, but you like, for real? Like, you thought, I'm like, dude, I was begging, like, after 15 minutes, I was like, can somebody please put something more cheerful, like Schindler's List, or like American History X. Can we just put something more cheerful?
Let's just get some feel-good movies coming on here. Let's get some feel. Can we put Saw 2 or The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah,
can we
put something
that feels nice, something that's nice.
Jesus, so I made that second Schindler's List reference in a day.
Yeah.
After going like 15 years without
this is your Schindler's List reference season.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the season to me.
I mean, it is December.
What?
It is December.
So what's the December? The same thing?
Oh, I don't know. I just made it up because of November and I'm like, well, December? I'm punny. I'm being a fucking pun, man. Yep, that's it. I don't know. What were we talking about? Getting ahead at movie theaters kind of threw me off. Oh, but like the movie. Okay, so Butterfly Effect, I did not watch because of a
you
girl.
You should go watch them.
I should.
That's a really great movie. Entrapment.
You know what's fucked up? Remember Scott Pilgrim that I told you about how great the movie was? I still love that movie. I watch it all the time. And that was during my most horrible breakup. Like, that was like when I first saw it with her after we broke up and we were trying to talk things out. We went to go see Scott Pilgrim.
Why would you watch a movie after you're trying to work things out? Like, because let's work things out. Let's spend 2 hours.
We were gonna hang out. We were gonna have a date to see if we could start dating again.
This is the one that got married and pregnant soon after?
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, she had no intention of getting back
together. I figure she was already like she was pulling the Tarzan. You know, like a girl. You know, like Tarzan swinging the vines. The girl will not let go of one until she's got the other guy firmly.
Or like a smart guy either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't. You should never quit a job before you have
already
secured one. You can't do that.
Yeah, but guys are stupid. Girls do that shit. That's more of a girl.
Guys don't do that shit. Guys get caught and they get dumped.
I guess
they
have one of the,
yeah.
But I don't do that. I guess I don't have that. That I can't overlap.
No, it's not about overlapping. It's about make sure you have something secure. Like, you know, if you break up with this chick. You know, I said it to my wife recently. I was annoying the shit out of her just by being me. Like, I wasn't even trying to be annoying this time. and she just like kept giving me attitude. And I was like, you know, there are women that find, and I point to myself and I'm like, you know, there are women that find this charming. And she goes, I know. I used to be one of those women.
Oh,
and I was like, oof.
Damn.
I was like, zing.
Wow.
Take one.
The wife gets a point. It takes the point away.
I'm like, all right. So I guess we're going to just go and keep that whenever. I'm like, I go, whatever happened to that? And she goes, I don't know. I just grew up, I guess. And I was like,
oh, boom. That's two.
I'm like, all right. I'm just going to stay quiet now.
Yeah. You don't want to give her any more fuel.
You know what I did? I just called her mean. I'm like, you're mean. That was.
I just hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like you. You're mean. We're not friends anymore.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Oh my goodness! So did you watch School Ties?
School Ties, yeah, I did watch it again, and
it was a bit cheesier than you remember it.
I don't remember it being like as upfront Jew hating anti-Semitic thing. I hated the fuck out of Matt Damon in it, man.
I only remember it, and I've only seen it when it came out, but I only remember it being anti-Semitic towards the end when they found out he was Jewish. That was like towards the end, was it not? Am I just remembering that incorrectly?
Well, there's the whole thing that he's keeping it hidden.
Yes.
Right? Like he's a Jewish guy. They go to this Catholic like prep school to get into, you know, like play football, and he's a badass, right?
Right, right.
And he's a badass. He's trying to get into Harvard. And then he kind of comes in and takes Matt Damon's spot on the football team as the, you know, lead guy and the cool guy. And then Matt Damon is anti-Semitic as fuck. Like, you see...
Matt Damon.
Yeah. And I hated him in this movie. I was like, fucking... But it was good. But it was like, fucking terrible. And they were talking about like how prejudiced it was. And I'm like, that to me, in my mind, like, I find it laughable. But when they put the fucking swastika sign up and he... Because they put the thing up where it says, Go Home Jew. And then... And then he goes...
Oh, I'm sorry. I got
distracted. You got distracted?
I'm sorry. I did Matt Damon. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But they put the big fucking...
The swastika.
And then he grabs a note. He writes a note. Whoever put the sign up. And then he stabs it into the wall. There's a bulletin board, like right next to, on the wall.
Luckily, thank God.
Luckily, but he puts the paper next to the bulletin board on the wall, and he stabs a knife into it because he's from the wrong side of the tracks.
Right.
He's a poor kid. And then, man, it was so. There's the football in it. Was really kind of cool. It was great.
But again, it was the anti-Semitic towards the end.
It got really heavy at the end when everybody finds out.
A little heavy-handed, a little too winky at the camera.
Not winky at the
camera. Like, I hate Jews. Wink, wink.
No, no, it was like.
I know, I'm being fucking facetious here. Come on.
Eh? Jews? Eh? Wink?
Eh? Eh? Who wants some orange juice? Jews?
Jews?
Orange juice?
You're so fucking. Now you're trying to be funny.
Eh? Like,
you should write for
Jews.
True TV.
They go, those are Jewish people that get tans, huh?
No, those are the Jersey Shore Jews.
Exactly. yeah, school. I got to see that again. Did you see Toy Soldiers?
No, we talked about it. I didn't get to see that one.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Talk about that. I got confused because of the Sunshine.
The Sunshine Pick. Yeah. But I did see American History.
I feel as if Toy Soldiers would be a better movie than School Ties. I feel as if I would enjoy it more now.
Maybe. Well,
there are scenes from that movie that I still vividly recall on a I don't want to say daily basis. There's a lot of them. There's the one where he breaks off an antenna and beats the kid while he's wet.
Yeah.
I remember that one. I remember him spitting in a sandwich while he took it up to the bell tower, to the guards in the bell tower. He spit in the sandwich before he gave it to them.
Man, I vaguely remember.
I remember them trying to, because they were doing a head count, and I remember his friends trying to like come back into line.
To take spots.
To take spot, and then he was like, get out of here. And it was like the black guy that tried to come in.
Shit, man, I don't remember. You're saying these things and I don't remember.
Because they were trying to do a head count, right? This is what happened. They were trying to do a head count.
Yeah.
And so there was a single file line and they were walking kind of like Sergeant Bilkoy.
Yeah.
You know, so they're doing that whole thing. So they try to come back around. After they've been counted once, they try to come back around. However, the friend that's trying to cover for him
gets back in line.
No, the friend that's trying to cover for him gets back in line is the black guy.
The only black guy.
And you're like, come on.
Yeah.
There's not two of you. Yeah. Like, you're fucking only one of you. Like,
you're the token. It's fine.
Yeah, like, that's fine. But don't try to go back in line. We
you
should have
just been like, send one of
you.
Like, you hire somebody. Like, hey, I'll give you whatever. And you get back in line. Because they're not going to notice you. You're just another white kid.
Yeah, you're just another white kid.
I'm the one black guy.
The one speck of dust in this. In this fucking white page, this clean linen. Oh, my goodness. So, what else happened this week? Went on a cruise. What did you do?
I had to do. I had to. Mm-hmm. Well, I got
booked. You were forced.
I was forced. I was doing like Southwest Florida gigs. So, like around the Fort Myers area, Cape Coral, stuff like that. And so it was fun, man. Drove out with Scott Lenter and we did. It's funny, man. The first show we went to. It was just one of the, it was like kind of more of a bar gig, loud crowd, and we had to make do. And
that was the Celtic Ray?
No, that was actually the next day. It was actually really fun the way it all worked out. But we showed up, and the guy who booked us, we thought, man, I don't really know if I should say this on the podcast, but I thought he was trying to stiff us out of money because after the show, he left. And he's like, I get a message on Facebook, not even a text or anything like that. Like, I don't think he has my number, but like a message on Facebook where he's like, hey, we had to bolt. I wanted to pay you, but I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. And I'm like, wanted to pay me? Like, what the fuck? Like, where? And I started getting heated because I was getting like fucking pissed. Like, this guy just, we have to see him again tomorrow. He better show up tomorrow because, you know, I guess the turnout was not that good or whatever. But I was like, fuck, bro, this guy's trying to steal us money. And then so we text him back and forth. I was like, so you're going to pay us tomorrow? And finally he's like, okay, I'm turning around. He turned the car around. He paid us. The next day at the show, we showed up. Nobody's there. They canceled the show. And then he told the guy who owned the place to pay us and he would pay him back. He never showed up. So I was like, bro, this motherfucker was trying damn hard not to pay us.
Or he paid you regardless.
Yeah, I got paid. So the next day we were up there, we went to the Celtic Ray, which is Max Doyle.
Max Doyle's place.
That's up in Punta Gorda, and we were just hanging out there eating shit, and they told us they were having a night there for the Hurricane Sandy benefit.
Right.
Catherine Maloney put together. She's another, she's a Tampa comic. And so they were like, oh, well, when you're done with your show, come by. So we did. We came by. And I'll tell you, man, drunk white girls.
Awesome. God bless.
Man, amazing. All great. Just drunk.
Good times.
Drunk and white.
Good times. Did you get laid?
No.
Oh.
A little smooching, but
so
that's about it.
So disappointed in you.
I'm not...
How long have you, has it been since you've been laid?
It's been more than a month. I'm on like a weird... I'm on like a weird non-sexual thing. Like the self-improvement. So I've been... Whoever I've been talking to, any girls I've been talking to, I've been... just without any, I'm not even pushing anything. I'm just letting shit slide.
Obviously you're not pushing anything.
I'm not
pushing your penis in the vagina.
Puns.
Bam, son.
Puns. You just blew a hot load of pun.
What?
The, but.
Oh, by the way, we got an email for our man Bigfoot.
You got what? Really?
Yeah. And we had an email and. It was very disturbing because, again, I don't catch these things because I'm here laughing. So I, as an interviewer, don't catch them. And it bothers me that I don't catch them. But apparently, Bigfoot has said, and I know, I don't know if you heard the episode. I know you edited it, but.
Yeah.
Bigfoot said that he was Mormon, that he has multiple wives.
Right.
And then later on, he said he was mocking the whole Christianity part of it, saying that who believes in that kind of crap and who believes that that stuff is real. And I'm like. But he is Mormon. I got the email saying...
Yeah, that Mormonism is... in the eyes of Bigfoot, Mormonism, I guess, is real.
Right, but that's a Christian religion. It's
sort of. There's additions.
No, there's not. There's not sort of. That's
no, there's the Book of Mormon is added. It's like a whole separate thing added on to the Bible.
Right,
it's more the Book of Mormon than anything else.
Right, but it's still... They still believe in Jesus and the whole...
Yeah, that he came to America and all that stuff.
Came to America?
Yeah, that's... I'm telling you, that's what they believe.
That's what the Book of Mormon believes, that he came to America?
Yes!
I gotta read this shit.
that Jesus and God is a physical flesh and blood man, lives in on a planet called Kolob.
No.
I swear.
This is not...
I swear.
Is this Scientology?
No. I'm not making it up. That's a real thing.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
That's what the Mormons believe in?
They believe in that magic underwear that you wear.
Magic underwear?
Yeah, it's like this underwear that you wear.
Undergarment.
That protects you. It's like a...
Underwear would be like...
Well, no, it's both. It's like boxer short and like a tank top underwear thing. It's only made... It's made from certain things. It protects you from guns, bullets, and knives.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, so I don't want to claim this as Christianity then.
But yeah. So
keep moving. Let me sit here.
I'm not making it up. And then Jesus lives on another planet that is around Kolob. And that if you are good enough, you can get your own planet. Black people are not allowed to be Mormon, but if you're good enough in the religion, you can become white. I swear, I'm not making it up. I swear.
That's really.
I swear.
I really want to believe you, but I don't want to believe you because, like, this sounds insane.
But come on, man. But it's all insane. But that.
No. This. Yeah. Come on. This. I know that there are some atheists listening going,
yeah.
How is this any more insane?
Yeah, burning bush,
somebody,
and parting of seas,
somebody dying and resurrecting three days later. I get that. Yeah. I understand the sense of, but
the irony.
But
I'm not kidding. That's
But that's there's still a big difference, though, right? Like, I'm not among because you're an atheist,
right.
So I'm asking you. I'm honestly asking you. Can you sense one is crazier than the other?
Yes.
Is there a crazier to you, or do you just see it all as one big
gumball
crazy?
Here's how. Okay, the closer it is to now. Like if you go back like a less time to get to the religion where it started, the more crazy it sounds to me. Like you go back to Scientology, and it's like, bro, we have science at that time. Like we know that the planet Earth revolves around the sun and the moon, or like we have these things that are real. Back to when Scientology started. So that shit's crazy. So then when you go back a little further, and as you go back, the older religions, I'll give you whatever. You believed that back then because you didn't have fucking telescopes and science experiments and microscopes and shit like that. You didn't have... You're trying to explain shit you didn't understand. So if it was back in the day, but if it's a modern religion, like this was in the 1800s Joseph Smith, I think his name was.
I wanted to be Joseph Smith.
Yeah, well, but he's the one that created the Mormon religion. So I'm sure that like the more recent the religion, the more crazy it sounds to me. Because it's like, dude, come on.
But underwear that could stop bullets?
Stop, I swear.
That's crazy, though. That's not like, look, if you said, hey, there's one guy that he had magic underwear and he stopped bullets, you go, wow. I could understand believing that. More so than I can, we could still get.
That's what you wear.
And this guy was running for president.
That's why I was always laughing. That's why I would always be like, I wonder, bro. Because
I don't think people know the Mormon religion.
Yeah.
To that extent. Like, I didn't know. Like, I just knew the multiple wives thing.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's a
creepiness about that.
There's a creepiness about that, but in every guy, there's that, hey, sometimes you want to fuck different women.
Well, what happens
is... And in the show Big Love, you kind of go...
Mm.
You didn't watch the show?
No.
It was a good show.
I'm sure a lot of people I know watched
it. It was a good show. It did show you how... It didn't show any of that shit. That's why I'm very surprised.
It did show the threesomes?
It did show three... Or, no, it did show, like, you know, he would live in one house one day, like, for a certain days of the week.
Yeah, like, you have to support each wife equally,
right. So he would show that, and they would show the stresses of, like, sure. That's a lot of shit to do.
Yeah.
But, again, they didn't show any of the magic bullet underwear. They didn't show any of that shit. And no. I'm like, why did it not come out? Maybe in the later seasons. I already saw like two seasons.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, but that's it. Those are the tenets of the Mormon religion.
That's
and
nuts to me.
What ends up happening is that, like, because of the way that it's run, the guys have all the wives. If there's like young men, that's why you see all those young men riding bicycles everywhere, because they send them off. They keep all the girls there, but they send the men off to go be missionaries, right? But while they're doing all that, they're marrying all the teenagers up.
Right.
So when they come back to the religion, they get like treated like shit. Get like it's like a weird status thing. If you're not like a high status, it's all about status. Or if you're not the son of someone who's important, or if you're not, you basically get no wives. They steal all your wives.
You just keep making more.
But that's the thing is that then there's like the whole question of like they get like the third wife is like 14 or something like that. Right, they marry him off like really young. So
that's not really.
I'm not saying that's all Mormons. Let me do a caveat. Like I'm not saying that
because all Mormons abuse. Of the 15 listeners that we have a third of those are Mormon.
A third.
I've never met a Mormon in my life. I'm being completely serious. Yeah.
I knew one Mormon when I was like in junior.
I've never met one. I didn't know that they were Mormon.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those things where
I'm not knocking. And by the way, I'm not knocking the religion. I'm just saying that this is all news to me.
Yeah, like, surprising.
This is all like, what's going on? I thought you were fucking with me.
It's like the South Park episode where they do the Scientology and then there's a thing on the bottom of the screen that says this is what they actually believe.
This is not us making.
Yeah, yeah. Like that, it's basically, yeah. That's basically what you're experiencing.
Now I want to watch I always wanted to watch the Broadway musical.
Book of Mormon?
Right, but now I want to watch it even more.
Yeah, yeah. I want to watch it. Like, I wish there was a way to, like, get a video of it or some sort of stuff.
Right.
When
I was in LA, I wanted to watch it, but ticket prices were fucking...
Yeah, no, forget it.
Nah, I'm good.
That's, like, the hot ticket. Yeah. Those guys have done well for themselves.
All right.
I'm proud of them.
They're all right. One of them came from Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
From where the shootings were. No, they both came from Colorado. One of them came from town.
From Columbine.
Columbine, right.
Or Littleton, Colorado. Which one is...
I forget. One of them they go bam, bam.
Yeah. Columbine was a school.
Right.
Littleton was the city where
correct.
The school was.
You're correct. I saw bowling for Columbine.
Right.
That's the only reason, my only source of research on the subject.
Yeah, on guns. You were like, I want to get guns.
No, that's just before I even thought about that.
But yeah, so that's that.
Football player killed himself.
Yeah, he murdered his girlfriend.
Murdered his girlfriend in front of his mother. That he's the girlfriend / mother, baby mama.
Baby mama, right. Oh, not his mother.
Yeah. No, he didn't kill his mother. He killed his girlfriend in front of his mother.
Of his mother. Oh, yeah. Shit.
His mother. Then goes to the team practice facility. Thanks the coach for giving him the chance and believing in him. And then continues and pursues kill himself.
In the practice facility.
In the practice facility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
It's like, bro, these motherfuckers have a game tomorrow. Yeah. You know, like,
no,
how rude.
That day.
It was that same day?
That day. Yeah.
Oh,
it was that day. I want to say that day. It was like very early.
Yeah, yeah. Some crazy shit like that.
It was like, yeah. I think it was like past midnight or something, but it was later on that day. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's not important.
My point is.
But that shit, man, damn.
The reason I brought it up is because Bob Costas did a commentary about guns during halftime of the game.
Oh, shit. Did they eat him alive?
Yeah, well, the backlash has been like, oh, you keep your liberal thoughts to yourself, you big liberal. Like they kept saying liberal like it was a bad thing. And like, you shut your mouth and just, it's a football game. Don't give us your liberal crap. liberal.
Yeah.
Hashtag liberal.
Hashtag liberal. Liberal.
And I was like, all right, take it easy. But they were.
But who was saying this on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
On Twitter. He was getting shit on Twitter. I'm sure he doesn't give a fuck, but whatever.
I mean, realistically, he should not be saying things like that because he's not paid to. He's not paid to be a commentator. Like, he's not.
Actually, that's what he does. For
no, but like, he's paid. He's not paid to do political commentary.
Well, he wasn't doing political commentary. He was talking about how guns should not be. You know, if he wouldn't have. I forgot the exact comments that Bob Cross said, but it was something to the effect of, like, you know.
Well, but he probably said it in a way that he made a direct. Like, when you say it, like, well, it just goes to show, you know, the awareness of guns and all that stuff. If he would have said it, you know, the different outcome. Yeah, but if it would have been really vague. Then maybe not, but if he says like guns are bad and that's why
better laws, dude. Yeah. Shut up, liberal.
Yeah, then you should not. Liberal. You know, like you can't. You're the football. You know, you're a sports announcer. You know, talk about football. Keep it about the sport.
Well, when you're talking about when something in the sport transcends the sport, you need to address it. There's a fucking elephant in the room.
Yeah,
you're working a game in which a player
and they were playing Sunday night, right?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, man.
It was about because I thought it was that they were the only team playing.
No, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Sunday afternoon they played, and it's like
I thought it was even more spotlight on the team.
No, but it's
the Chiefs.
Like you just and they actually won.
Yeah, like they played their best game of the season.
Yeah, they're like now 3-9 or something.
Yeah,
like
that.
Crazy. But
shit's crazy.
Yeah, that. I mean, so I don't fault him for talking about it because it was within it's like doing the Olympic Games at Munich, and then that shit happens where the terrorists come in. You're not supposed to talk about it. Yeah, well, it's a shame we couldn't see the Russian swimmers because they this year were stacked up. Like, you can't not talk about it.
So, well, nothing is out of the ordinary here.
So we're going to kick it back to Susie in the studio, and it's...
Russia didn't have a team this year. They just didn't. They never showed up. They never showed up.
So, yeah. we have this brand new NBC show that you might want to watch, and here's a sneak preview.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all.
That's the name of the show. Nothing
Hashtag liberal.
Just like mashing up everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, it's fucked up. But like, I think it's another.
I think it's funny how conservatives are very like, not to be punny, please excuse the pun. Yeah. Very trigger happy with the fucking like, fuck you, you're taking away my rights. Like, hey,
he's a guy on TV. He just said something.
He just said something.
He did. He has no power to make that happen.
Before the election, by the way, both times that Obama's been in office, and I say Obama because he's a Democrat,
right?
My father-in-law has told me that the prices for guns has gone like skyrocketed because they're afraid that he's gonna put some.
It's the same as oil. Like if there's a fear of something bad happening, the prices are gonna go up. So now everybody who owns the guns and is trying to sell the guns are like, oh well, let's crank the prices up because people are gonna want to buy guns.
Crank it up.
Yeah.
Crank it up.
Oh Lord.
I'm easy, man.
I've noticed.
I'm an easy son, bitch.
For that shit.
Son, bitch. Earworms. All right. What's your old school pick?
Shit, you know what? I'm torn now because I wanted to do the...
Oh, I want to sing Torn. The Natalie and Blue Gear song. I can't remember the beat.
Yeah.
But if you know the beat, listener, you know you're singing Torn right now.
Yeah, if someone in the car is singing Torn right now. Because I picked a serious one and I want to do a funny one, but the it's not funny. The Ed Norton one's not funny. But fuck it, I'll go with it. It's a good fucking movie. Primal Fear.
That was on my list.
Yeah. Primal Fear. Ed Norton plays.
There are no Primal Fear.
But what if they don't?
But we. I think they will. That's my point. But it's a great movie. It's on my list.
Yeah, yeah. Primal Fear. Richard Gere plays the lawyer trying to defend Ed Norton, who's crazy and all that shit. And man, awesome. Awesome scenes. There's great exchanges in that shit. The way there's tons of plot twists, so I don't want to give away.
What would you classify feds as?
Sad. A sad moment in our nation's history. The mocking of an institution, the highest level of law enforcement. Shit's fucking terrible.
Their boss, isn't he played, like, he's got to have played a law enforcement There's so many.
It's the guy from Law and Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to have played.
Fred Thompson.
He's got to have played.
He's a senator or whatever.
Yeah, I'm telling you, in every movie he plays enforcement.
He's never played like the ice cream man or the guy who runs the hardware store in the city. He's always some.
I can't see him as an ice cream guy, but I can see him as a hardware shop. I can see him as that. But he's not
like a wholesome guy. Like, he's always intense and in charge of something.
Look, Primal Fear. I wasn't going to get to it until like March of 2013. There goes that one. All right. So, Feds, comedy? Esque-ish?
Maybe. Action comedy? Buddy cop duo?
Buddy, buddy. But you like, which Police Academy? I had a problem with Police Academy as an adult.
Really?
Because here's the thing. I love the movie.
Yeah.
But as an adult, just the beginning scene where they show the words where, like, the mayor said, everybody, we are so in desperate need of police.
Oh, you're talking about
the premise.
But
part one.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Citizens on Patrol. I think it's part four.
No. Part one.
Okay.
That's the whole reason is that they allowed everybody. You're right. Yeah, I think you're. I don't know if it's part four,
You're thinking about Citizens on Patrol, where he's like, "Hey, everybody be a cop. We need everyone
anybody.
Yeah.
There are no restrictions.
Yeah.
And you go.
Hey, the little old lady comes in. Yeah, that's Citizens on Patrol. I think it's three or four is the one where they go to Russia.
Yeah, four is the one I stopped watching.
Russia is the one.
I never watched the Russia one.
Five is when they go to Miami.
Russia came after Miami.
So.
Russia came after Miami. Now we need somebody. All right. Somebody to be like doing like I told my wife. Look, all right. So Police Academy 2 is their first assignment. Police Academy 3 is back in training. Academy 4 is Citizens on Patrol.
Did you skip 3? Which one's 3?
No, I just said 3 is back in training.
No, 2 is back in training.
No, 2 is their first assignment.
Oh, okay.
Are you not fucking paying attention to me?
I think you messed up, and I think I misheard you. I think both of those things happened.
I don't think I messed up. I'm pretty positive I did it. You're right. Mission to Moscow is number four.
Because Rocky 4.
No, right? No. I'll tell you right now. All right, so Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. Then came Police Academy 5, Assignment Miami Beach.
Right.
Then came Police Academy 6, City Under Siege. And then came Police Academy Mission to Moscow.
There's seven Police Academy movies?
Yes. And then there's also a TV series, Police Academy the Series.
I think after the first three, I think we'd had enough. Like, we were done, but they just kept cranking them out, huh?
Well, Steve Guttenberg was in four of them?
Yeah, I think.
I watched the Steve Guttenberg ones.
You can't replace the Goons.
And I watched the Miami one. I'm pretty sure I watched the Miami one.
Yeah. The Miami one, there's an airboat chase scene.
Is that the one with the jet ski at the end?
Maybe.
I remember the airboat now.
Yeah. The airboat chases.
Yeah. So I saw Police Academy 5.
With Hightower.
Four Citizens on Patrol. Yeah.
Those were huge movies.
Yeah.
And nobody remembers them now. Like, even like it's the Michael. Like
almost 30 years, though.
Yeah. But they were like.
So.
Michael Winslow would make the noises.
Yeah. Michael Winslow would be Michael Winslow. He was. There were seven, but Moscow.
Have you ever seen that guy?
Moscow, I never watched it. And there was like a 5-year gap in between.
Yeah.
It was like 1989 was Police Academy 6, and then 1994 was Police Academy Mission to Moscow without Guttenberg. And you go, no, I'm not.
It's like his kid or something.
I'm like 18 years old now. Yeah. I don't need to.
Yeah, I didn't see that shit. But have you ever worked with Michael Winslow?
No, he doesn't work the improv.
No, I thought I saw that he came down here one time. I always want to see if he does those noises for real.
He does.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Because that's awesome.
Lisa Correa is working there.
Really?
Yeah, she has an interview with him at a comic book convention.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that to me, I don't care whether it's funny or not, but that shit to me is always impressive. Not funny. No, but it's always impressive.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to see here. No, nobody here is his son. Nobody's Mahoney.
I don't know, but I remember. I just remember seeing him on like cable, like on or like on TV, like those Saturday afternoon theater movies where they just time filler.
I like them. I'm not gonna watch a movie without Steve Guttenberg. He made the franchise. You can
fucking go. Yeah, back yeah, on. You can't go back.
All right, so
You want to pick?
I want to pick a comedy. Well, I already picked a comedy, so that's the problem, and I ruined it by going with Feds.
Yeah, that was a rough one, man. I don't know what you were thinking, because you said you were gonna make a different one, your old school pick last week.
Yeah, I was.
You want to do it this week?
All right, man. I'm gonna go with because I already did a comedy, and then Assassins was an action movie. So before that was a drama. So let me look for a drama. And
all of this out. This searching isn't gonna get cut out.
I'm not. I don't want you to cut it out. I'm just trying. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go with another comedy. I thought about this one on the cruise, and I was so fucking proud of myself.
It's not on your list. This is an impression.
No. I thought I put it on my list because I made sure. I woke up in the middle of the night. Going like, oh, this movie, this is fucking great. Moons Over Parador.
Moons Over Parador? Is that the one with Richard Dreyfuss?
Yes.
And he plays the dictator?
Yes.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Greatness. Yes.
Shit, I got to watch that one again.
I have not watched it as an adult, so excuse my exuberance.
Yeah.
Because I'm really psyched about it, because I'm like, this movie was awesome when I was a kid. Like, it's always
that disclaimer. Kid eyes.
It was a random thought because we were on a cruise and we were going to different islands and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I just thought of the island and I just thought of like a dictator. And I don't know why it popped into my fucking head like a toaster. Like, it just poof.
Yeah.
And I go, Moons Over. This is a good one. So I'm going with Moons Over Parador. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. I hope to God I am.
But I know which movie you're talking about. Yeah.
And Richard Dreyfuss, man.
I only remember Richard. I can't remember who else is in it.
Is there anybody else in the movie?
Shit.
I think it was a one-man show, I think.
No. There's a chick.
I like the fact that he goes, no.
Yeah. There's a chick, but I can't remember like who else was in it that was famous. But I remember there, like, the election was between which color. Like, they have him as red, and then they have the same guy as blue and shit like that. Like, that was the election, and... Ah, man, I don't remember. Is it that the guy has to impersonate?
It's Moon Over Parador. Yeah, so what happens is Richard Dreyfuss plays an actor, and he's working on location in the dictatorship of Parador. All right? And then, so the dictator dies.
He's an actor, that's right.
So the dictator dies. It's very much, I don't want to say the other movie.
I know what you're thinking
but
of.
I don't want to say
it. Because that's on my list.
That's all right, so I'm not going to say it. But, I think it's great, man. I thought it was great when I was a kid. And, Raul Julia's in it.
That's who I was thinking.
Raul Julia.
I just thought of another one.
Jonathan Winters is in it.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah. And Sammy Davis Jr.'s in it.
Man.
But he's in it as himself, so I'm sure it's not a big role.
No.
And Chato's in it. So
Chato?
Yeah.
Coochie.
Oh, is that how is that any better than choo 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 choo? Like, how's that?
Nope, it's
better?
Not. All it's right. The same.
There you go.
No, it's exactly the same.
It's way worse.
it's
nowhere near the same. I don't know, man. This is one that I want to sit down and watch. It's going to be hard because I'm going to be in San Francisco.
Yeah, I remember that movie being funny.
It's called Moon Over Parador, not Moons.
Moon Over Parador. I'll put it up.
It's great. I say, you want to watch the trailer or is that going to ruin it again?
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm never watching a trailer again.
Why are you not watching a trailer again?
Not for anything in the 80s because, first of all, the trailers always make things look bad.
Right?
Like early 90s. But the trailers always make things look worse.
No, 88. Ooh. Ooh. No, that's...
Don't show me
that's
that.
That's prime cheese.
That's prime shitty trailer. Ugh.
They don't know how to cut trailers back then, bro. It was fucking horrible. I could cut a better trailer on my Mac than I can than they did in fucking movie studios.
You know what it is? Is MTV. The whole, like, quick cuts and stuff like that. If you watch, like... Because after every scene, there's always the movie theater... The movie trailer voice guy. In a world where whatever. Man. That's the prime era for that cheese. You know, the one man, the whole Pablo Francisco bit.
Right.
That's prime.
Paul. You said Paul.
It said
Pablo.
It's right, that's his name in English.
Nah, it's not the same. You're wrong.
Of course, I'm always wrong on this show. We got a review on iTunes.
Did we?
It popped. I was looking at our to share the, you know, yeah, tweet out, to tweet out the pod. It was from a while ago, but I finally read it. I finally read it, and I was glad that they wrote something nice, but then it made me mad at what they wrote. Let me find it. One.
We're gonna edit this out. We're totally editing.
All this
looking and searching is not working out.
This is not.
This is definitely not.
Gonna make it to the final cut.
This is not.
Oh come on, man! Why the fuck is this going so slow?
I'm really not understanding why ratings and reviews.
Right. So
you got 1 4-star, really?
I don't know who gave us a 4-star, but whatever. We got the reviews, right? So this review, I hope she's listening or he's listening. From Jibby.
Oh, okay.
Jibby24.
Uh-huh.
And then so it starts off great. It's like, OMG, so much fun. 5 stars. And I was like, great, this is awesome. I was like, I can't believe I haven't heard of these guys before. This is the voice I'm giving her. Okay, I'm just
telling you. How do you know it's a girl?
I don't know, Jibby? Jibby? Could be anything.
It could be
anything.
1,000,000,000 things.
This is the voice I heard in my head, because when I hear criticism, I always assume it's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
please forward your emails too.
Yeah. No, it's my personal experience.
At Mike Murgadal.
It's because
Twitter.
I get criticized. Never mind. That part's not getting in the podcast. It's getting edited. She said, I can't believe I haven't heard of these guys before. They are so funny. Neri seems to be hilariously entertaining, while Mike's indecisive nature is a great way to frustrate Neri. Now, how do you feel about that? Is that an accurate statement?
I think that's funny that you wrote that, but afterwards you're forgetting the disclaimer, man.
LOL.
There you go.
I know.
So
LOL.
Wipe the
because
the
when I was reading it originally, I stopped at the period. I was like, whoa, what? This is what am I? Is she laughing at me, my indecisiveness?
Yes.
Is it
that's what she's like. My friend
is
from
it
California
she thinks
does,
it's intentional?
My friend from California, who did not write that, because that's not, I know his sign on, did not write that. He says the same. He's even written the script. He's like, I love it when Mike is indecisive and it fucking pisses Neri off. Like, that's, I don't know.
And then she writes, I love the old school pick segment, which that's my favorite segment. And then Bert's, which I'm assuming is Neri,
yeah,
but auto-corrected. Bert's choices are solid, great movies. And I love to hear what bad choices Mike has made. Great listen. What the fuck?
I didn't even read that one. I don't know. When would this happen?
This is September.
Yeah, this is late September. It's been a couple. I can't remember to read this one.
I don't know. It's just... I was like, hey, that's awesome. There, she's really supportive of the podcast. But fuck you.
Yeah,
my choices are good. They are good for old school picks.
She doesn't believe so.
No, she doesn't. No, I'm just messing around. No, I'm not really. I don't really mean fuck you to Jibby 24. But
what if
but
the
I
dude that
someone
works out and he's like, fuck it, kill me.
Oh,
fuck
no. Yeah. It's actually like a Bigfoot motherfucker gonna come find me. He's just shut me in a mayonnaise jar.
And you can count on me kicking your ass at the parking lot afterwards.
I had hit the ball off Frankenstein's fat foot. But yeah, I read that. I was trying to link and I was like, oh, let me see if we get any reviews. And I was like, what?
Why does it say that there's 1 4-star review?
It's got to be in there somewhere.
But no, it's not.
Does that bother you so much? Someone gave us a 4-star.
No, I just want to read it. I don't, it doesn't bother me. I mean, would have been nice if fucking put all 5 stars, but
yeah, I mean, yeah.
But there's no review that says 4-star. That's what bothers me.
I don't know. We do appreciate everybody listening and putting comments up and tweeting.
I wish more people would.
Yeah, yeah. Hear us and you listen and you like the show, just click on just give us a comment. It's right in the you can do it right on the iPhone on the
yes, podcast. Please.
But yeah, so I just thought it was funny because my picks, I'm a little precious with my picks. I'm like, these are movies that I liked. These are movies that I thought were good or bad, good bad movies. Like,
so I can't chalk up Feds to a good bad movie.
It is. No, it's bad.
It's a good bad movie.
There were parts of it that were fun, you know. The ending was actually kind of entertaining. But it was just a lot of like, ugh, is this still going on? Like, I was just...
Oh, and by the way,
But yeah, Feds is your one miss. I'll give you that. I'll give you your all the other ones I love, man. I love your old school picks.
No, you didn't like No Retreat, No Surrender.
Well, yeah, that was a throwback. That was from when we were before we were keeping real track.
No, they
or was an honorable mention?
No, it was a real pick.
That was one of your picks?
Yeah, I mean,
but we had talked about it before. No, but that movie's bad in a good way. Like, you watch that movie, it sucks, bro. It sucks.
Oh, American History X, by the way, 1 year older than Galaxy Quest.
1 year older.
Right.
Oh, so Galaxy Quest kind of.
That's
a, yeah, that's yeah, a yeah, question. Yeah.
So, no. I think 10 years is a good.
Yeah. Mark. Or to me, people were like, one of my friends. I tweeted out the podcast and they're like, hey, what is this? And I was talking to him about it, and he's like, what's this old school? And he listened, and he's like, oh, I have old school picks, which he said he was going to send me, which I'm waiting for.
He has not.
I'm waiting for them. And he told me he was going to send me some old school picks. And then I had to explain like what the qualifiers were. Right. And I was like, in retrospect, it really is just something that people may have forgotten about that you really like. You right. know what I mean? So that's the only caveat I put on. It's not really an age thing anymore for me.
To me, I don't think it's an age. I don't think it was ever an age thing. To me, it was just a movie of it can't be something that you see on TV all the time. Like, that was my only like, hey, don't give me Top Gun. I just fucking don't
right, want
right,
it anymore.
All right, so Sunshine's pick. Yeah, look, she has sneakers over here.
Oh, that's a throwback old school pick. Uh-huh. Still a great movie. This is getting edited out of
A League of Their Own.
Oh, it's come up on the show before, but as part of a mountain, right?
Yes,
it's part of the sports movie mountain. Mm-hmm. But it was never an old school pick.
No.
All right.
Oh, she has Flatliners on there too.
Yeah, she has a couple that you've had.
No, the Flatliners was yours, bro.
No, Flatliners wasn't mine.
Really?
Flatliners was hers.
Oh, that's right. It was hers. She has The Abyss. That one was mine.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That would have been funny. We could have done that one. All right. Anyways.
Yeah, I know, but don't give it away. So we're waiting for more old school picks.
We're waiting for more. So your friend says he's going to email us.
He said he has, oh, man, I have so many movies. And I was like, send them to me. And he's like, oh, I'll just tell them to you now. And I'm like, no, because I'm not going to remember them now.
Right. Yeah, I am looking forward to. I want to watch Moon Over Parador. Like, I got so excited when I thought about it. I'm like, holy fuck! And I surprised myself. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are fun because I've had a couple of those just in the last couple of days where I was like, all of a sudden it'll pop into my consciousness, and then I'm like, ooh, I'm like, ah, that was a good. I can't believe I hadn't thought about that one sooner.
I want to see if I have it on Amazon. Fuck it, whatever. I just get upset. I'm sorry, but. Yeah, I was
Blades of Glory $27.
Yeah, no, I was, and listening back to it, like to the podcast, I was like, no, really, how is it? I'm really fucking upset about that. Yeah. But I have it anyways, bitches.
The you found it.
I did. Oh, I get that's yours, by the way. The Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
The $7 that I spent on the movie on Cyber Monday, I thought it was the Blu-ray version, and I get it, and then it's the regular.
I'm surprised didn't throw it in the toilet.
I wanted to.
You're like, get this out of my house.
I really did. I was like, you know what I said? I go, all right, I guess that's going to be a gift for somebody. And then my wife goes, oh, why don't you give it to Mike? And I go, yeah, I think he's the only one that I know that doesn't have a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And I told my friend, hey, I got Amazing Spider-Man on standard definition, like .. on standard definition. And then he texts me back the tone for the Price is Right.
When you lose?
Yeah, when you lose.
Fun, 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 fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I got to give it to, and I go, oh, I'm going to give it away to somebody as a gift. And he goes, who doesn't have Blu-ray? And I'm like, Mike. And he goes, that guy still doesn't have a PS3? Like, nope.
Donate to my Kickstarter.
You should make you a Kickstarter for real. Why do that shit?
I wonder if that's an abuse of their...
why?
Because you have to have a certain, like, you have to have a certain quality of, or like, no one's gonna.
Let's look it up now.
That's it. We're gonna start the What's Up, Bro? Kickstarter for Get Mike a a PS3.
Kick.
Like, I feel fucking shitty because other people are using it for
Other people funding. Are using it for shit.
Yeah.
There's people that use it for fucking shit.
Really?
Kickstarter, yeah. Look, what is Kickstarter? Discover great projects. Kickstarter is a funding platform for creative projects. What's more creative than a PS3?
Yeah. It would help me expand my mind.
Look, games.
Oh, but that's for people who are designing games. They're like making their own video game.
Why? Why is it only that?
You think that under the game section that I could put up, hey, by the way, you guys want to buy me a PS3 so I can play all these games that you're designing? And then what happens is that if people donate money, you have to have like incentives. So if you donate, there's different levels. So like a level one incentive could be.
So
like,
you know about this? I had no idea. I just learned
about
this.
Yeah, I'd heard about it because one of my friends was doing it for some short film that he wanted to do. And what ends up happening is that there's the first incentive is maybe a digital copy of the movie, a digital download of the movie that he was going to make. And that was for if you give like $10. Then if you give $50, you get to be credited. You get credited in the movie somewhere to like a big Kickstarter thank you thing. And then I think like the highest level you got to be one of the characters would be named after you. Like if you gave like $1,000 or something like that. One of the characters would be named, would you have your name in the movie and you get to pick who it is. Some crazy shit like that. And of course no one gave him the $1,000, but you know, some people gave him a couple bucks. I don't think he ever met his goal. Because that's the thing, is that if part of the money goes to Kickstarter.
I think you have to
give them a certain chunk of the money that you make anyway. I know, I'm telling you.
Complicated.
Yeah, it's not just
the color. Set up an Amazon wish list.
I have one. And it's on there.
Post the link. And you go, this is the link to to Mike's Amazon wish list.
And the only thing on there is a PS3.
You know they do. You know the porn stars do that?
I see that all the time.
All the time. And they just
It's in their
avatar.
Yeah, like their profile.
Yeah, the profile description.
Yeah.
But they tweet it out all the time. Like, hey, Amazon. And then people buy shit and then they retweet like, oh, so thank you, so-and-so.
So-and-so bought me these shoes.
And I'm like, but they're like $200, $300 shoes. I'm like,
I would never, even if I had money, I would be like, fuck that.
But that's what here's my thing. I would never have the balls to actually do that. I would never have the fucking goal to flat out ask people for gifts.
Yeah.
Like what? Like, I don't mind being a whore and selling t-shirts and selling, because you're selling a product.
Right.
I don't mind you selling your fucking...
It's like, I'm a fan of yours. You should be sending me shit so that I stay your fan.
Yeah, like, I just do. For somebody to think of that is amazing. Like for somebody to actually have the balls to the fucking goal to go, hey, send me free shit. Buy me free shit.
And then they tweet out, it's like, I want someone to buy me something nice. And then they tweet the link out. And I don't know who the guys are that do this. If you're listening to this, Woobro listeners, and you do that, please email us and tell us what you've gotten out of it. Like, what do you get out of buying a porn star something? Do they send... I'm sure they send pictures or something. Like, they'll send you, like, a picture, but...
Yeah, but you could also go on the internet.
Yeah, I know! Like, it's like, oh, they own... This is something that they touched and signed. It's like... It's not like they wiped their ass with it. Like, it's...
Even if they did, that'd be fucking
gross. It's
gross.
I don't want you sending me used panties to the mail.
No, no,
disgusting.
Send me used panties. I'm good with that. Just don't wipe your ass with them. Just don't wipe your ass with them. Take it easy.
Fucking gross.
It's not gross.
Well, if they ship it through the mail, it's not. You may not think it's gross, but the guy that has
they put it with a little ice pack to keep the temperature.
This sounds okay. Expertise. Sounds like you have some knowledge on this topic.
No, I don't have any knowledge on it. I'm just saying it would make sense if, like,
is that what you do when you pack your underwear to send it to
Woobro
listeners?
Of course, that's. That's why is Michael Bolton trending?
Did he die?
No, I don't think he died.
I don't know.
He's trending on a torrents website. And I'm like, why is Michael Bolton trending? Did he have a new album come out or something?
I don't know. When's the last time you thought about Michael Bolton?
Quite often, actually. I'm a cheesy fucking dude.
Oh, that's
dude.
True. Is that your song of the day?
My song of the week?
Old school song of the week is Michael fucking Bolton?
Michael Bolton. Let me see what music do I have of Michael Bolton?
The When a Man Loves a Woman. But that's not his song. I like the... I'm trying to think of... Now I'm racking my brain for every Michael Bolton song that I know.
Yeah, I feel as if every song that I know of his is not really his.
You get yeah, me? Yeah, like he's covering a lot of songs.
Yeah, like I feel like the but I mean he's still I mean still here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my favorite Michael Bolton song is the one that he did with
Why do they
Lonely
change
Island?
The new iTunes? So I can't find shit now.
Yeah, it's on the left. Yeah.
How do I not have any Michael Bolton music? That's bullshit.
You're a dude, did you, I just miss they're going to kick you out of the fan club.
No, once you're in the Bolton army, you're in it forever.
the bolts. The bolts of lightning. I've named the Michael Bolts of Lightning.
I have a bunch of Michael Bublé, which is another guy that fucking covers a shit out of songs.
Well, I mean, he's a jazz guy. It's jazz guys, they basically play all the other people's music.
Is that what happens? Is that really?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know what?
The jazz
I download Michael Bolton. Thank you, Torrance, for letting me know that I
finally. That's the only time that link has ever been clicked.
Yeah, well, it can't be. It's trending. It's impossible that it's the only.
And they just
time.
Like they're just like, hey, let's put something stupid up there and see, make sure nobody clicks on it, and then find, oh shit, some guy clicked on it.
That's bullshit. No, he
nobody
did not.
Clicks on it. That was an accident.
This I love the fact that I like the fact that every
of
album of
Jack
his
Sparrow.
Is basically the same thing. Hold on, I just want to make sure this one has. There you go. All right, so essential. We're gonna go with essential.
You go with the greatest hits.
Essential. Wow. Well, you gotta go. But look at his album names. Michael Bowen has greatest hits 85 through 95.
Uh-huh.
Then he has the Gems, the Duets collection.
Uh-huh.
Then he has the Essentials by Michael. Those are the three greatest hits albums that you just... The Essentials, the Gems, and the greatest
Love
hits.
Songs.
Love Songs. As opposed to what, Michael?
Yeah, what...
As opposed to what?
Club banger do you have? What Michael Bolton club banger? Yeah. Where's your house remix?
Yeah.
Of how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Time, Love, and Tenderness. That's it, man. That was it. That was that CD. I had that CD, bro.
Oh.
Time,
I think my mom
love,
had that.
And Tenderness. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Essentials, though. That's the one I'm going
to
get.
Bro, that tweet that you sent me a text when you heard the episode where you're like, hey, what did you do to my voice during the Air Supply?
Yeah, so, like it sounded weird. Like it didn't sound
And then
like
at my... first I was like, well, I didn't do anything to the. Oh. No, that's just how your voice sounds, Larry. I said, what did I tell you? Like, I made it better. Horrible. I fixed it.
I did. But, like, you don't realize how bad you sing.
I know.
I'm using you as a euphemism for
everybody. Right.
But you don't realize how bad it is until...
You hear it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Or you hear it in recording.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And not only that, like, you were singing Air Supply.
Yeah.
Which always sounds beautiful when they sing it.
I was going to say, don't use the word always.
So it's like it's still Air Supply, so I have to give you some credit, but then you were like massacring it.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was massacring it until because when I sing it I sound perfect in my head
in your head. Yeah,
it sounds
something happens in that echo chamber, like in your skull, it sounds fantastic, but the second it goes through a microphone it's like, who's singing this? It sounds like shit. It's like, oh, that's me. Oh, okay.
Time, love, and tenderness. I'm sorry, I'm killing Michael Bolton right now. That's horrible. I should not do that.
You can't. Look, hey, there's no rule. I'm going to be supportive now. There's no rule that says that you have to be a good singer to try and sing. If you love Time, Love, and Tenderness, you sing that shit to the top of your lungs. I support you in your desire to sing Time, Love, and Tenderness. The fact that it's Michael Bolton, I mean, I will distance myself from you, but I support you.
Who's your favorite cheesy? Cause,
oh, man.
Bolton is so easy to pick on.
Yeah.
But he sings really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a fucking great singer.
But cheese, because keep in mind, man, cheese has a different meaning for me. I'm going to be indecisive now for GB24. If I were to pick cheese stuff, it's always usually like an 80s metal band. Like Steve Perry, Journey.
Right.
Like that would be my ultimate cheese.
But they're not even cheese, though. Like they are, but they're not.
You mean like romantic, like sappy?
No, I just mean like, yeah, okay, let's go with sappy.
Like full on sappy singer.
Holy fuck, Jibby, this is for you.
No, but I'm trying. I don't. I have to think of one. I can't think of one right now. I would. You know what? I'll go. This is a shout out. My grandmother. used to love Bette Midler. You know, like with the wind beneath your wings.
I've never heard of a Bette Midler song. I guess that wind beneath my
wind beneath your wings, and then from a distance.
That picture, that, man.
That's my.
This picture right here.
Woo! That's got to go up on the Tumblr.
Oh shit!
Holy Lord!
What the fuck?
That's Michael Bolton dressed as the Cowardly Lion.
That's
wow!
Wow! What the fuck is that, Mike?
That's the 80s. That's the 80s in
year,
a picture.
What year was this, bro?
Holy shit. I know people listening are frustrated because they can't see it, but you will.
You will.
Oh, my God.
What, 1990? That's 1990?
Whoa.
And then he went from that to this in 91 to the Time, Love, and Tenderness cover.
I'm telling you, man. Come on. Let's hear some Time, Love, and Tenderness. Let's do it.
Soul Provider. Soul, like S-O-U-L, Soul Provider.
It's providing you with some soul.
That's one of the songs. That's a CD for $4?
Shit. Look at you shopping on the podcast.
Like, I'm not shopping. I'm just amazed. I'm trying to find a good album to download because now that I mentioned Michael Bolton.
You want all of it. I need all of Bolton.
You kind of have to though, right? Don't you? Like, don't you have to have all of Michael?
No, not even a little bit. I'm not even a little bit.
Look, he has a lot of cover songs. Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, but his version is good of that song.
They're all good.
I know. I love how you look at me like so offended. They're all good.
They're all good.
I can't decide who's indecisive now, Jimmy. Sorry.
Yeah, that shit really bothered you.
No, I just thought it was funny how it was worded. Like, I was just like, and Mike's indecisive. LOL. What? What about that? Are you laughing at...
Wait, what? What backhanded compliment did you just...
Yeah.
What? What did you just... Ghibli, I think you're great.
Yeah.
And if you're a dude, I'd want to hang out with you. And if you're a chick, I'd want to bang you. Just for that comment. Just because you agree that Mike... You're able to catch the indecisiveness.
Yeah. Well, look, let me put you... Like, if I asked you to pick what's your favorite sports team player of all time... You know,
Jerry Rice.
Okay, you have one on deck. Okay. But if I ask you to pick, what's your favorite 85 to 96 R&B singer that's not white?
But I don't ask that specific question. The problem is,
I asked
a generic question, and you go, wait, hold on.
But that's almost worse.
You try to classify it. You try to narrow it down. I'm like, just give me your fucking...
But that's like worse.
If I say your favorite, okay, give me your top four favorite athletes of all time. Athletes, any sport.
Any sport?
Give me your Mount Rushmore of athletes.
Dan Marino.
If you give me one fucking ice skater, I will fucking slit your wrist.
Wayne Gretzky, motherfucker.
That's not an ice skater. That's a hockey player. All right. Fuck.
If you give me the
Bo Jackson and
it counts as both like for both sports.
No. The remember the cartoon, the All Stars.
Oh, the Pro Stars.
Yeah, the Pro Stars. Don't give me them.
No, but I would say Dan Marino. Wayne Gretzky's on there. Jeff Conine
is one of the greatest athletes.
You're talking about greatest or my favorite?
You're right.
They're all home team, you know. And
Wayne Gretzky was home team, wasn't he?
No. But
he played for the Panthers.
But if I were to pick all my favorites, they would usually all be home team people, you know. They would be, you know, Zach Thomas and.
Okay, give me your favorite home team, and then give me your favorite non home team. No, that's Jesus unfair, Christ. Bro. That's
unfair. Already too much. Look, just give me Dan Marino.
The greatest. Go with the greatest
of all time.
Athletes.
Dan Marino. I think he was the best quarterback in the NFL.
We get it. He plays for the NFL. He's a quarterback. We're gathering that he plays the greatest NFL.
The greatest. I'm thinking baseball.
By the way, my friends are fist pumping right now. There's a couple of my friends who are fist pumping because we've had this who's better, Marino or Montana conversation 1,010 times.
Well, yeah.
So go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, realistically, that argument can be made for anybody because you could say, bro, look at.
It's 4 Super Bowl rings, bro. That's a lot of time.
I know, but look at.
That's the only stat that matters.
Look at Peyton Manning. The guy leaves Indianapolis. They fucking fall apart. He's kicking ass in Denver. He's that good.
Yeah.
Hurt. Yeah. Whatever.
He's not really hurt, but.
And most of my guys will be football guys, so I'll say Dan Marino. I really want to say Michael Jordan. But he's a pro star, so I feel bad. I feel bad putting him on. Right.
Not putting him on there would be...
Yeah, it'd be a huge oversight.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not put that guy on the mountain of athletes? Dan and Dave from the Olympics commercials, those Reebok commercials in the 80s.
Who's the one that made it, Dave or
Dan? I think was one of them didn't make it.
Yeah, one of them didn't make it that Olympics, but they made it.
And then the other guy finished like 10th, like he sucked.
Yeah, so. but then the guy who didn't make it that Olympics made it the next one, and then he
did well,
really well. He's like a world class athlete beyond not just a regular Olympian. Like I think he was the world's fastest man, the world's strongest. Like, it was crazy.
He did a bunch of things.
A bunch of shit. Yeah. He was, yeah.
The Rock. And that motherfucker's an athlete.
Is that four?
I got Dan Marino. No.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Gretzky.
The Rock.
That's your Mount Rushmore?
That's my Mount Rushmore of athletes.
Now I feel bad leaving The Rock out because now I didn't.
You didn't say sports, you said athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. I'm not even, I'm like, what? I laughed because I was like, oh, fuck, I never thought of it that way.
But yeah, that's my mountain of athletes. Who's on your mountain of athletes?
My mountain would be Michael Jordan, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is a good pick. That's a good mountain.
Yeah, it's the greatest to ever play that position ever. I will go. It's hard not to go with Ali.
Ooh, shit! Yeah, that's a good one. Fuck.
I'm trying to pick every sport.
So that's all right. I went through the sports.
And then I guess the only one that I'm really missing is baseball. I'm not a hockey fan.
Yeah.
So as great as the great one was,
yeah.
Wayne Gretzky. I don't know because I don't know about hockey.
Yeah, but he's legendary.
So the greatest baseball player. It's hard for me. Baseball is hard for me because I'm one of those purists that says no. I'm not okay with steroids. I'm not.
Okay.
But there's a great argument to say, who gives a fuck if they're
right? Right. So they're hitting jacks over the wall every day.
Who gives a shit? So there's a great argument to be said about that. But I'm a purist, so I don't want to say.
Want to go Babe Ruth?
No. Even though it's great, but and if I said Reggie Jackson, my fucking friend would just die because.
He's a Yankee?
He said, but he's overrated. My friend's argument is that he's overrated.
Reggie Jackson overrated?
Because he just had a monster October that year, and then every other time he just never really... His numbers aren't up to par. My friends call him the Joe Namath of baseball, where because of that fucking guarantee, and he won that one Super Bowl, but his passer rating was awful, his completion ratio was awful, his interceptions. He had more interceptions in his career than touchdowns, shit like that. Really got him. I'm trying to think, man.
A good baseball player? Not on steroids?
The greatest baseball player not to be on steroids.
You could argue Hank Aaron with all the hits.
Yeah, Hank Aaron.
And that's not modern day ball where there's, trainer like steroids and shit.
Yeah. Let me see here.
Well, what other sport? You got basketball, you got football, you got boxing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
Tank Abbott. Old school UFC.
Dude, I mean, Tito Ortiz was a beast too, man. If you want to go into MMA, Tito Ortiz was great.
They were better.
Gracie.
Oh shit! Oh no! I need to
change. You could take The Rock.
I need to change.
The Rock is coming out. The Rock is
coming
out.
No! I'm gonna take out Gretzky and put Bruce Lee.
Okay.
I'm gonna take out Gretzky and put Bruce Lee.
Yeah, see, I wasn't into hockey, so I can't.
But there's no denying.
This is a tough one for me.
Yeah,
this
is Jibby or whatever.
But it's.
She's the tables have turned for her.
Him, how do you say them. Her? You keep saying her like
it sounds. Jibby sounds like a girl name.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have a very large gay audience too.
So it could be. I don't know. Look,
but very large. The 16 listeners. If we have four, that's a very
that's
large,
a large percentage.
It's a large percentage. fuck me, dude.
No, thank you. But baseball, so you're trying to think of a good, greatest of all time baseball player.
Of non-rotors. Maybe Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay. Ken Griffey was...
He had the prettiest swing, the purest swing in the fucking game.
He had the super swing.
That
one-handed, bam, off the release.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's really... For me, the greatest...
You want to put The Rock on it.
He's a great athlete, man. But, you know, he's not the greatest... To say he's the greatest athlete. He's the greatest entertainer.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it to you. His mic skills are...
Legendary.
Legendary, bar none. But, I think I'll go with Griffey.
Yeah?
Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Wow, man. That's it. That was a tough one. But yeah, I had to give it up to the Sifu Bruce Lee.
Sensei?
Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. For shitting all over Bruce Lee's ghost.
How did they shit on Bruce Lee's ghost?
He's teaching it was just a mess. It was just a big old mess.
Did he in the movie, did he teach something that wasn't Bruce Lee-esque?
Yeah.
Aside from the final.
Everything.
No, but like, was his philosophy any not Bruce Lee philosophies?
It was bullshit philosophies. It was nothing specific.
Yeah, because Bruce Lee was... Philosophies are bullshit.
That's a valid point.
So you look at me like you were about to jump over the table and hit
Well,
me.
You said you were going to say Bruce Lee's philosophies are bullshit. But
because all philosophies are just generic, like, and flow like water. Water and...
Oh, no. You're talking about metaphors and stuff like that. But there's concrete thought processes that go into, like, philosophy.
Right, but philosophy is all bullshit. It's all how you spin it.
Yeah.
That's the hence the...
Your perspective and approach exactly. And how it affects your interactions.
Right. So then hence why there's always people who are trying to compare comics to like, you're a stand-up philosopher. I'm like, no, I'm a comic. Like, I'm a bullshit talker.
I'm a shit talker. Yeah.
Just like philosophy in the History of the World Part 1.
Yeah. I totally get the parallels, but...
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, I realize, you know this fucking diet? That I've become like the disciple, like, because every fucking diet has their disciples. Because I was talking to some guy who does paleo,
right? Paleo,
the paleo diet.
What's that?
It's like the caveman diet, right? So like,
it's only meat.
It's like certain. It's like a specific set of things. I don't know all the details, but then so I'm talking about like the diet I'm on, and they're like, no, that's wrong. You can't. There were no beans. You can't have beans, and you can't. You have to eat this, and you have to eat that, and I'm like. Says who? Says the book I read. It's like, well, the book I read says this. And it's like, holy shit, I'm having a religious argument based on fucking diets. And I had to sit there and just be like, wait, hold on, let me settle down. Because this book is not the end all be all. So we were having this like argument where it was like, no, my God, no, your God. It was fucking crazy.
I'm just trying to think of the athletes. I'm sorry. I know your God, my God, blah, 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 blah. I've heard this argument about the real religion conversation. So you getting into a conversation about dieting. Was it another fat dude? That would be hilarious if it was two fat dudes. Like, no, my diet guy is better than your diet guy. Yeah. Like, you're two fat guys.
I was at the improv hanging out with, and John Wynn and Ricky Cruz were performing. So I went out to go check them out. And John Wynn, who's trying to, you know, he's a heavier dude. I was talking about the diet. And then he looked it up on Amazon, and then he was like only reading the bad reviews, like people who were like arguing against it. And that's how it started. Some guy was like, oh, well, I'm paleo and da da da. But John Wynn was like, hey, let me know how it goes. And then if it works, I'll jump on. So
did you tell him that you already lost weight?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel slimmer, bro. I weighed myself
now. I'm down
I'm seriously down over 15 pounds.
I'm not down that much weight, but my pants are feeling way looser.
Yeah.
It's like really annoying because I haven't bought a fucking measuring.
But you're losing, but you feel it.
Yeah, but I don't feel it. Like, I don't see it.
You don't see it?
That's what bothers me. It's like my shirts, like my pants are fitting better, but my shirts not really.
Well, they say that in order to, for someone who's a 5 to go to a 6, or like in terms of the 1 through 10 rankings, like in appearance, 20 pounds automatically, you lose 20 pounds, you go up a number automatically. So... You won't see. I'm seeing a difference, just in when I'm like in my stomach. Like I'm seeing a difference, but I'm also doing the workout thing.
Yeah, I should start doing the workout thing, huh?
Well, I mean, you can, you can't, whatever. There's also stuff to keep you for, like these cheat days. They're probably like too epic for it to, like, because they do hurt you, but there's ways you can do, there's tricks that you
can do. Well, yesterday's was pretty good for me. Like, I was okay with the cheat day that I had yesterday. I didn't feel guilty.
You probably shouldn't binge, but you should eat regular.
But I didn't binge. That's why I felt okay with it.
Yeah, because you're eating around the same amount of food, but it's like chicken and beans.
But it's just really fattening, chicken and beans.
It's all carb. But so, I mean, I see a difference, man. I feel a difference. I'm waiting till I lose a little bit more weight, and then I'm shaving the beard off, and then I'm going to lose like 5 years. Like, it's going to, like, just so that as soon as I get rid of the double chin, the beard's coming off, because that's why I grew the beard in the first place.
I like the beard. I just like it out of laziness, and I don't got to, you know.
Yeah. It's December beard. I'll keep it till the end of December beard.
Oh, stop doing that, please, God. Stop.
I just want an iTunes review to say how much they enjoy the puns. That's what I want.
But they don't. Enjoy the pun.
You're the spokesperson. You know, just say you don't enjoy them.
No, I don't. I've clearly said that. I say that constantly. I'm constantly saying I don't.
Fuck your puns.
Yeah. Fuck your puns in the ear. Fuck your puns. Like, it's not. You know that we could do a list of like Mount Rushmore's of Michaels. You got Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. They're all in there.
Yeah. there's got to be another Mike, right?
Michael Madsen, the guy from Pulp Fiction.
I know who Michael Madsen is. Yeah. He was also in...
Kill Bill.
I was going to say he was in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Neri said Tomorrow Never Dies, but what he meant was Die Another Day. Oh, Neri. Oh.
The James Bond, the Halle Berry movie, right? That's the one with Halle Berry, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw it the other day.
It doesn't hold up
as much as I remember it.
Really?
You know what doesn't hold up? Here's what doesn't hold up.
The computers.
The special effects don't hold up.
Oh, really?
So I am for the new Bonds being more realistic, less CGI. I'm for that, but you can still have gadgets. And I'll give you the example. When Tomorrow Never Dies, one of his gadgets is a ring that he turns...
And it's like a laser thing?
No. Stop with the lasers.
What is it?
That's not CGI. He turns it and he puts it on a surface and it's vibrations that...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It can break a bulletproof glass and whatever. You could have that in the new Bond and it hold up years later because that part still held up.
Where he puts it to the ice or something like that?
He uses it twice, but yeah, once he puts it to the ice and it breaks...
And then he puts it to some glass?
Yeah. So... That still holds up. It doesn't look like, oh, that shit looks fake. No, you could still make that shit look real. Like, the CGI is really... doesn't hold up.
Yeah,
the CGI. The lasers.
And
the fucking... And at one point, they're surfing a massive wave where you go, no, that's faker than shit.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Like, for me, the whole part of them changing your genetic structure or whatever, like with diamonds... That part of the movie.
It wasn't with diamonds. It was just paid for by diamond, by blood diamond.
And that's how he got them embedded in his face?
Oh, no, he got them embedded in his face because he put C4 in a case of diamonds that he was going to...
So
that's how he got embedded because the C4 blew up on it.
But he was mid-process because he's white, his eyes were blue, and he had the diamonds stuck in his face.
Yeah.
That's one of the better-looking Bond villains. I thought that was a cool bad guy.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, so he...
They're in Cuba doing science, which I, of course, would never happen. It would never happen.
Well, it could be... It was off an island of Cuba.
That's true. Private thing.
But I like the movie, and I love the movie. Let me rephrase that. Still my favorite Bond is Pierce Brosnan. But yes, I agree. I think you could ease off... I think you could delete the CGI and still create gadgets are not CGI focused.
Yeah.
And you could have a tricked out car with fucking machine guns. And that... Like that whole car chase where they had the green Jag on the ice.
Oh, and the Thunderbird.
That whole thing was great.
Yeah, because that part was not, was practical. Like they had those fuckers out there on the ice. And I remember seeing the behind the scenes where they had to make sure that the ice was thick enough in places and it was too hot. And then they had to wait for it to get cold and they would have, I remember them that being a big deal.
Yeah, so that is... That's still held up, but I could see where they go, hey, we don't want to do CGI anymore. That's what they mean, really.
Right. When they go,
we want to base it more on reality. Just do, we're not going to do CGI.
Okay, I mean, valid.
And I'm a good point with that.
So,
what's your old school song?
My old school song? Yeah. Oh shit, I didn't have one ready.
You're a music guy. That should be easy for you.
You know what? Because I keep defaulting to funk bands, but that's like my favorite old school music. But so I'm just gonna pick another one, a Tower of Power song called "What Is Hip."
What is hip?
Yeah, it's going at the end.
All right, cool. Mine will be "Time, Love, and Tenderness."
Time, love, and tenderness.
Wow. How is this guy not? I mean, he's so great.
Come on, Derek, sing it.
Oh, it's great.
Come on.
It's a great song. I don't understand. I'm not going to kill it because I really feel bad on the injustice that I did to Air Supply.
No, man.
I know I'm also conscious about the way I sing. Horrible.
We're going to record a song together, you and I. We're going to find some karaoke backing track and we're going to rock.
There's
got to
be
out.
A lot of fucking Patron in that house, bro. There's got to be a
lot.
Let's do
it.
I want to do a karaoke night.
Bro, I found a place. It's Sunday night. In some bar down in like Pinecrest, and
oh,
they
sure.
do
want to go any further for yeah, me yeah. to drive.
I know.
While I'm clearly obliterated.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to drink. I'm gonna have to drink a lot in order for this to happen. You go. I found one in Pinecrest. It's only about a 40-minute drive south of where you live. And I'm like, sure, let's do that. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Can we do this on a Monday as well? So it's a fucking weekday.
It's Sunday night, but they do karaoke with a live band. Like a live band plays all the songs. They know all the songs.
I don't know. I don't need that.
Bro, it really is a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
I don't need that.
I sang Journey on that fucking.
Remember that time? Remember we said this on the podcast already, but remember we went to that. I went to that cruise and I was like, there's no Journey. There was no Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And they're listing. I'm like, I'm fucking out of here, bro.
This is a bullshit karaoke.
It was really a bullshit. Anyways. All right, so that's our podcast for the week. Make sure you check out our Twitter, our Tumblr page. I'm trying to keep update the Tumblr. I'm like 3 episodes behind, probably 4 episodes now by the time you hear this. But I've been traveling a little bit this week, last month, so it's been getting difficult. And Mike seems to not care.
That's
about
That's your
Tumblr.
Baby. I'm gonna jump on it, but I haven't had a chance either. I was traveling this week too.
All right, so make
deep
sure
sigh.
You, yeah, deep sigh.
Fuck
make sure you guys check the check us out. On Tumblr, at the website, on either one of our websites, on Facebook, and of course on Twitter, at Nary Science, at Mike McGraw, and retweet, and you know what? Leave a comment and tell us about how
those reviews
feel.
Help us. Yeah,
they do. Tell us how to review Mike's indecisiveness,
and review Nary's singing.
Yeah. So, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, buddy.
So,
aha!
Nobody's gonna do it. All right. So, make sure you guys do that.
Palm strike.
That's how winning is done. I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care. Your heart is for well, I don't know him anymore.